feeling pretty damn happy, people. I hope you're sitting down for that. I'm sure Big Fatty would have been sitting down because he's fat. And with those big testicles, I imagine it's something like Dolly Parton. You know, she has those massive boobs which end up pulling on her back and giving it all sorts of problems. Well, I can only imagine that Big Fatty having those massive testicles probably needs to sit down a bit and, you know, give the rest of his body a bit of a rest. Anyway, so hope you're sitting down for that positive, totally positive and happy podcast. It's pretty weird, isn't it?
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
He's fat, and with those big testicles...
Yes. Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1040 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 24th of January 2012. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. A little show. Y'all, we're going to talk about some other little shows. Big Fatty, that's lovely. Hello, taxpayers. Big Fatty, what the hell does that mean? Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, excuse me just a second. I've just received an e-letter from a Mexican. And it says, let me just go over here and read this real quick. It says, here you go. Bah! Fatty, naked pictures are accepted. Oh, Lord, y'all, there's a Mexican that has sent me some naked pictures. Oh, dear, I gotta see. Oh, and I threw it away by mistake. Oh, well, Big Fatty, you'll never see those. Mexican, send those to me again because I accidentally threw them away. Hi, everyone. I hope you're... Honey, you've already said that. Y'all, today, I mentioned it yesterday, but today, y'all, is a very special day. So, y'all, let's go ahead and get this out of the way. Yes, Big Freddy. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I know he's going to be mad as a snake. He'll be mad as a snake at me. But, y'all, today I want you to go over there to the Twitty. I want you to go to the Twitty or to the e-letters or however you communicate electronically. And y'all send a very happy celebration of exiting the birth canal to the one and only LK, Larry Cly. Yes, Big Freddy, today's his big one. AARP is going to be after him from here on out. You got that right. Yes, Big Freddy. Snake, y'all, he's gonna be mad as a snake. Y'all, did I mention why y'all are taxpayers today, y'all? Because this is episode 1040. Big Fatty, you are so clever. You're just so clever. So damn clever. So y'all, I've been listening to some little shows. Y'all, have you heard the y'all, that is a poke roast that I cooked with a little bit of vinegar and some Greek spices and potatoes in the crock pot. And y'all, it was delicious. Y'all, have you heard the Vons? Yo, yo, hey, yo, yo. Y'all, she's had, what did she call them? She's had these, life-altering things happen to her. She's become enlightened, and y'all, it's y'all. You heard at the beginning of today's little show, Scotty. Y'all, he did a little show where he was upbeat and happy, and everything was good. Y'all, these are two clear signs at the end of the world. The end of the world. The Mayans were right, y'all. The Mayans were right. No, I'm not. I'm just kidding. But y'all, evidently, that conscience is writing a tell-all. Tell-all. Poodle McNoodle, you're not a big fatty. Nobody cares. No. There ain't no tell-all. I'm writing a who cares. So. Y'all, I don't know if I ever mentioned this, but, you know, in college, Big Fatty was not named to Who's Who in America. I was named to Who Cares. Big Fatty, that one is as old as Larry Clark. So, anyway, but y'all, what other little shows did I listen to today? Y'all, that dubious intentions, y'all, I swear to hydrogen, y'all. All they cared about on their latest little show was getting on Big Fatty's opening. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. Anyway, y'all, they must have mentioned Big Fatty 15 times during the little show, but y'all, I accidentally deleted it from the iTunes, so y'all, I won't be able to get any clips from that one, so oh well. And, y'all, I heard the first part of that, Foul Monkeys, 400th show. They recorded it, sometime last year. And, y'all, they just got it posted over the weekend. And, y'all, I believe I heard that they are going on hiatus, for a couple of months now. Y'all, that Cocktails and Cream Puffs with that Joey Bukkake. And Mark Sacco, who has 3 C's in his name. Big Fatty C is a Mexican. Y'all, they're going on a hiatus. And the Seda 69. I'm so busy. Oh, I'm just so busy. I am not pod fading. Y'all, he's pod fading. Y'all, in fact, with the Seda sphere, I think we just need to do this.
Somebody I like died.
Big Fatty, we're not going to hear that one about Walnut Hills, about that Joe Paternity. Dead as a doornail, yo. Dead as a doornail, dear sweet Gussie. And, what else did I listen to? Y'all, I'm behind on quite a few little shows. Let's just see here now. y'all, I thought the Gay Wasteland was dead, but evidently it's been revived in that How Much Do We Love? Finally had a show, the first show for 2012, dear Gussie. And y'all, the Wing Nuts, they're still going strong. And, anyway, and that Tim Cornwall, the patron saint of the BFO, y'all, he's taking a week off also, dear sweet Gussie. But, anyway, oh, dear Gussie, y'all, there's been a voice letter. Let's just see who that's from. And it's area code, 206. Y'all, I don't know who that's from. Maybe that's the Seattle. Maybe that's somebody in the Seattles. I don't know. But, But y'all, before the time gets away from me, y'all, I think I need to do a little more splaining. Yes, Big Fatty, what are you going to splain? Well, I'm going to tell you. Y'all, the 2012 number one fan contest is going on right now, and y'all, it is going to run through the 3rd of February. That's how long you have to get your entry in. And y'all, to enter, there's only one way you can enter, y'all. And that is to send Big Fatty an e-letter to ruined@bigfattyonline.com. And in 25 words or less, tell Big Fatty why you should be the number one fan of the BFO for 2012. And y'all, of all the entries, I'm going to put them all in a big old colostomy bag. And during halftime of the big game on Sunday the 5th of February, I will draw a winner, and we'll draw the number one fan, the number two fan, and the number three fan of the BFO for 2012. And y'all, everybody is eligible except for Joe and Dallas, because y'all, you cannot repeat yourself as the number one fan. And it's one entry per person, and y'all, it is due by Friday, February 3. And y'all, we got our very first entry. We've received our very first entry already. And y'all, I'm going to go over here to the e-letters and read it to you. Because y'all, I am going to read. I'm going to read all of these entries. And y'all, this one, it comes from Christina from the Greetings from Nowhere little show. And y'all, this is what she says. She says, this email is my entry into the number one fan contest for 2012. Y'all, I don't believe that is part of the 25 words. She says, I should win because it would drive all your regulars, i.e. non-lurkers, crazy. And so there you have it. All right, Christina. Well, now, y'all, I need to go over here and see how do I do this now. I have to move it to number one fan entries. Y'all, I have a folder just for that. And I have cleared out the entries from last year already. Big Freddy, thank goodness you cleared something out. But y'all, let me just double check that to make sure that there's only one. Yep, there's only one entry in there, and that's Christina's. Y'all, Trucker Alex sent me. Trucker Alex, talking about people that are crazy, y'all. Trucker Alex sent me something. Y'all, and I don't understand. Y'all, it was about the robot calls. And he says that the Charlotte area straddles North and South Kakalaki Bay. Hey, we don't hear about straddling. You had a gentleman caller earlier. There's been enough straddling in the fat game. And anyway, it says Republicans who live just steps inside North Kakalaki can only watch longingly as their southern neighbors narrow the field of candidates. By the time North Kakalaki gets a crack at the field in May, the decisions will already be made. Y'all, I don't have any idea why Trucker Alex decided to send that to me or what that has to do with the robot calls. So, anyway, thank you, I guess, Trucker Alex. And y'all, since we're talking about states, y'all, Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, y'all, they sent me a little thing in the e-letters today, and it's a little saying, a little factoid, if you will. State factoids, I believe we'll call this. Big Freddy, we don't need to hear about state factoids. But y'all, let me check the time here. Yeah, we've got some time to do a few of these. But y'all, there's a little factoid about each little state. And Haddam, I know you're going to want to hear this. And by the way, go ahead and send me those nude pictures again. Anyway, y'all, Alabama, y'all, it is known for people with banjos on their knees. But y'all, this says that Alabama was the first state to have a 911. And y'all, that was started in 1968. And y'all, the biggest problem, and the gay country boy, which is not spelled C-U-N-T, can verify this. But y'all, the hardest part about the 911 system in Alabama is y'all, people couldn't remember the number. They'd go say, "What's that? What's the number for 911?" And anyway, y'all, Alexa. And y'all, it says, Alexa, that one out of every 64 people has a pilot's license. Y'all, that's so they can get the hell out of there just as quick as they possibly can. As quick as they can. Y'all, Arizona, y'all, that's where that Gabby Giffords, announced she's seen the meat. She's pulling a SATA 69. She's just quitting. And, it says Arizona is the only state in the continental U.S. that doesn't follow daylight savings time. And y'all, that is wrong. It is daylight saving time. So that is incorrect there, Miss Kitty, for sending that to me. Arkansas, where that Adam Burns is from. Y'all, did you know that Arkansas has the only active diamond mine in the U.S.? Well, that's not true, because I've got the diamond mine right here on the cellular telephonic device, and I'm in South Kakalaki. Y'all are the California, which is where, you know, just so many people live that listen to the BFO, like the Miss Miranda, Melissa, whatever the hell her name is, and Melissa the Confused, and Mama the Confused, and White Boy, and the boys from the Foul Monkeys spinoff, and it seems like there's somebody else that's in Walnut Hills, but I don't remember who that is. Y'all, its economy is so large that if it were a country, it would rank 7th in the entire world. Y'all, the economy is not the only thing that is large there. Y'all, by the way, my mother sent me something, and y'all, the Vons will be appreciative of this. and by the Vons, I mean, the Ross Dress for Less gives a discount to 55 and older. So ask for that next time you're in there buying those Hawaiian shirts. Y'all, the Coloradas. And y'all, we have a big group out there in the Coloradas also. David and Brian in Denver, and Casey in Denver, I know Brother Sinatus is out there, and y'all, there's always two or three that I always forget about. But I love you nonetheless. Big Fanny, nice try. Didn't work, but nice try. Y'all, in 1976, it became the only state to turn down the Olympics. I didn't know that. In Connecticut, y'all, there are a lot of listeners up there, and by a lot, I mean the Danbury's and Lurie Warbucks. I don't think there's a single another person up there in the Connecticut that listens to the BFO, Biba. But y'all, the Frisbee was invented there at the Yale University. And y'all, you know where it was invented? It was invented on top of a roof. That's why it always is like a boomerang, y'all. It always goes back to the roof. Bae, Freddy, you're full of shit. You're just full of shit. Y'all, the Delawares. Do we have anyone that in the Delawares? That DQ Rick used to be in the Delawares. I think he unsubscribed, though. Has more scientists and engineers than any other state. Y'all, they also have a thriving Dairy Queen franchise there. I don't know if you knew that or not. Bae! You're silly. And y'all, Florida. We'll talk about Florida right now at 874.3 square miles. Jacksonville is the U.S. Of A's largest city. And y'all, it is the one state in the entire country that is receiving more robot calls and political advertisements this week than any other state in the nation, right? Yes, Big Freddy, thank goodness. They've moved south. Gone south. Yes. Oh, dang, I see. Y'all, I think we'll just stop right there. And y'all remind me that we're going to start on, we're going to start on Georgia, where Georgia and Atlanta is. Or is that Georgia in Atlanta? And the gay country boy. And y'all, that is not spelled C-U-N-T. And Frank from Atlanta. And the Pod Cubs boys and the Baby's Arm. And y'all, there's just so many. There's so many. Big Fatty, you know, Omar used to live there. But y'all, he's gone the way of the Seda 69. How would you describe Seda 69, Scotty?
He's fat. And with those big testicles.
Oh, I didn't know Seda was fat and had big testicles too, Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.